From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. That pullback was demanded by Turkey after Turkish forces across the border to take the Islamic State-held town of Jarablus. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Amateur video shows scores of Free Syrian Army fighters inside the town of Jarablus after the Islamic State group ran away Wednesday. U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia fighters have also reportedly begun pulling back from the town of Munbij in a move to comply with Turkish demands. But the head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media Kurdish YPG militia fighters were still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates River and had even captured some ground. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia Thursday to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead and more than 45 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul Thursday. Among the dead, 7 students, 3 police officers, 2 university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. The Kabul police chief says 36 students and university staff were wounded. Police officials say at least 2 of the attackers have been killed. This is VOA News.